many restaurant chains have already been working toward this. They've known about the Affordability Care Act that had menu labeling in it in 2010. So it's been 8 years that a lot of the leading chains, Starbucks, McDonald's, have been preparing for calorie labeling. But this is significant because there'll be calorie labeling on lots of other places, not only the quick service chains and fast casuals like the Paneras and the Chipotles, but movie theaters, convenience stores, delis, and supermarkets where people buy a lot of their food. So it will make a difference to help address the obesity epidemic in the United States.
Well, a lot of people will be able to make better choices because they can simply do the math when it comes to calories. But do we know whether or not this has been effective yet?
There have been studies before the menu regulations took effect that shows actually about an 8 to 10% reduction in calories selected and purchased. And there have been two independent reviews that have shown this. But we'll see what happens in the U.S. The U.S. is one of two countries around the world. Australia is the other one that has mandatory national calorie labeling. Most other countries have voluntary. So it's a big difference when all the chain restaurants have to comply with this to show that information to consumers so they can make informed choices.
Now, the nation still has a pretty serious obesity problem. Is this just a step in getting us out of it? How do you see us getting out of this crisis?
I totally agree. I'm a believer in using choice architecture to really change people's behaviors. And I have been looking for the last several years at many comprehensive nudges or choice architecture changes that can be made by the restaurant sector to really create healthy default choices for all customers. They can use music and lighting to highlight the really healthy options. They can reformulate their products. And we know that the menu labeling has initiated that. Some chains have actually dropped some of the high calorie items altogether, and they reformulated to bring the calories down for others. Not many chains have actually achieved the portion size recommendations. So the experts recommend that adults and teens get 700 calories per meal and children get 600 calories per meal, but very few chains actually have achieved that yet. So this will help move them in the right direction. And also use proportionate pricing in strategic ways. So, you know, once or twice a week, they could say, let's cut the portion in half and we'll just charge you half. And those are really good incentives to get people to make healthier options.
Wonderful. So you're pretty optimistic about this.
I think it's a step in the right direction, but the restaurants could voluntarily make a lot more comprehensive, synergistic changes, and I think they'll be good role models for some of the smaller, independent restaurant chains that have not yet done this, and they won't need to comply with the national menu labeling, so they'll just do it if they want to.